Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. The first movie is Zookeeper, and Kevin James, he really wants to marry the love of his life, but she won't have any of it, well, because he's a zookeeper. To get her back, he gets a little help from his animal friends who come up with a pretty grand plan.
Will you marry me?
No.
Really?
I know it shouldn't bother me that you're a zookeeper, but it kind of does.
The animals of the Franklin Park Zoo will have to do the unthinkable.
Griffin. We need to talk.
So Adam Sandler produced this movie, and let's just say his track record has not been so good lately. I mean, who can forget the peeing in the pool moments in the movie Grown Ups? And unfortunately, he was not done with the whole peeing theme. But the best parts of this movie by far are the talking animals. Very cute and a bit clever. It's the human parts that aren't so great. Kinda lame and very predictable. I mean, you can totally see the ending of this coming from a mile away. But if you are a Kevin James fan, you get plenty of his goofy physical humor in this. But for me, I'm more of a fan of being entertained, but it's the young kids who will be entertained while you sit back and grin and bear it. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Zookeeper is a red light. Now into a whole different kind of comedy, it's Horrible Bosses. So what do you do if you can't take it anymore and you just have to do something about your bosses? Well, if you're Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, and Jason Sudeikis, you don't simply just quit your jobs, you decide to kill each other's bosses and get a little help from Jamie Foxx.
I'm in!
Okay, so let's do this!
We gotta hire a professional.
I'm gonna be your murder consultant.
Word.
You wanna pull off a brilliant murder? It's gonna look like it's an accident. You gotta be smart.
My boss, who we're planning to kill, is dying in front of you and you saved his life?
Well, that sounds bad when you say it like that.
Now, as it turns out, I may very well be the world-leading expert in horrible bosses, so I can say with authority that these bosses in this movie are pretty horrible. And as luck would have it, I also know a little something about goofball guys, and these guys are definitely that, which all makes for some pretty funny stuff in this. And it's not exactly what you're expecting, except for, of course, the R-rated language and content, but it's all done in a way that kinda works, although the Jennifer Aniston parts are a little disturbing, or if you're a guy, I guess it kind of would be disturbingly intriguing. But the best parts of this are really the three guys. As individuals, you know, they pass for sort of normal, but as a team, they are messed up. So as far as raunchy comedies go, this one is not bad. So in a movie night traffic light, Horrible Bosses is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.